All right. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't drink. I must do a review first. Let me get that first. And here we go. Okay. Praise God. So as we know, like I said, the main purpose of this is about ministry, because I think a lot of times we warp or distort our ministry because we tend to try to be the purpose of the ministry, or we'll stop our ministry because of the outcome, because of the people. I've seen ministers who've grown very weary and give up and end it because of the, once again, those they're feeding. And the name of this was to let us understand our reason for ministering isn't necessarily, I can't say our reason. Our reason is for God always. And God deals with the outcome. We have desired outcomes for everyone to be saved, but we can't force them. But we have to be responsible for what we're supposed to be doing. And that's why we are to adjust our lives in order to save others. That's a very important part of it. Why we do it. And the adjustment is one where we understand who they are in order to reach them. Our purpose must be for the gospel. So my purpose for ministry to you is the gospel. So if you hate me, if you don't listen to me, if you don't like it, doesn't matter, because it's not purpose for you. Purpose is for the gospel for you. Very important. It's not even for me. It's for the purpose for the gospel for you. And we have to always keep that in mind. God wants everyone to be saved, but it definitely depends on the individual. The process of teaching and learning is a valuable part of life that both the teacher and the student must take seriously. So the teaching part and the learning, the Bible shows us not only what to teach what to teach, but it also teaches us how to teach and how to receive. And we need to study that and understand it, not do it your way and just feel good about it, because then you end up being slow to learn. You'll miss out on things. And you know, that's why it's so important for us to understand the Bible gives us not only the things we need, it gives us the tools to receive those things we need. So overall, ministry is done because it's our responsibility. We all have a role to play, may it be watering or planting. Dealing with others is a part of a Christian's responsibility. And when I say dealing, you don't only do it with the ones that you enjoy doing it with, if that makes sense. You're going to have those that struggle. And that's why one of the verses is to bear with one another, because this ministry is not just to win those who are not Christians, but to encourage those who are Christians, to keep them in that walk. And it tells us to be completely humble and gentle and patient, and gives us all these things of God that we are required to be. So it can't be an excuse. And we have to preach the word, definitely preach the word in every situation. That's why it says in season and out of season. We have to make sure we continue to hang in there with others, because it's not about us. So then we got on to how do we accomplish this? And we saw first, we are to look for the good for others, not what we desire in others. Live every day of our lives focused. And that means everything we do, as we just talked about Kurt Franklin, we have to be as we talk to him, we can't go, I had a bad day. I mean, I've had many of them, but it's still no excuse. Through Christ who strengthened us, we shouldn't have these, but we allow them. And that's, you know, that's the problem. We got to yield to everyone with Christ as our purpose. As I said, remember, that's the purpose. Gospel, Christ, God, all that is in the same thing, heavenly focused, okay? And deal with frustrations of those that don't listen by taking it to God. Simply put, you don't deal with it by saying, you know what, I'm not saying anything else to them. I said too much and then have an attitude. We have no right to do that. And we cannot take it personal. We must handle people just as Jesus did. Jesus did exactly what his father told him. And you can't allow faulty love for others to stop you from allowing God to use you to help them. And when I say faulty love, that's that love based on something else other than God, which is really not love at all. Okay, and that's where we mess up. That's why he says, if you love your mother or father more than me, you're not worthy of me. Please, people don't understand the stergo love or the human love or the because I know you love based on me is a very dangerous love. And I'm calling it love while stergo is a word for love, but it's dangerous because of how we feel. We'll sometimes put that in place of God and we end up hurting a person. So as Sister Carolyn was asking earlier, you have some churches that I think was watching what we have done to the homosexual community. So they went the other way and they're like, we're going to give in to their lifestyle. We're going to, you know, officiate their marriages. We're going to do all this stuff for them. And now, like I said, now they're hurting them in that way. So both groups are extremely wrong, and they're going to have to answer to God in that. But we can't allow that, what we call love, to take the place of what God says. He never endorses sin. And we got to do it all. We got to make sure that we're not the source of faulty information. We got to make sure we're the ones giving what God is giving us. And then we've seen there is life-saving power in diligent teachers. So ministry is a must, no matter what. So the question then comes out, and it's where we last left off, reasons they don't drink. And these are the reasons. You're going to see two reasons are because of us, the teaching or the encouragers, and the other two reasons is going to be because of them. Keep both in mind. So the first one, the reason they don't drink, I call it the sour water reason. Sour water. Watch this. This is, the water you offer is just as deadly or more deadly as no water at all. Remember when Job, in Job 21, 34 says, so how can you console me with your nonsense? Nothing is left of your answers but falsehood. Are you one of those people that minister to people without using the Bible? I mean, you give them your peace of mind. You give them your experiences. You're busy telling them how you feel. I mean, all this stuff you're saying, but it's not ministering to them. You just happen to be, you know, out of frustration or out of anger, saying a lot of mess, and you're just frustrating them. And that's called sour water. So, of course, they ain't going to drink that. And praise God, they're not going to drink that. Now, you'd be surprised. More Christians do that than not, in which they'll, they think they're giving you a piece of, you know, they're, that they're ministering to you and they're really helping you. And a lot of stuff they're saying is not in line with God. And that advice is extremely dangerous. Please don't be that. Please, sometimes we'll say things. The internet is full of those things. And people will hear it. They'll hear it saying, and they'll go, oh, yeah, that sounds wise. And then you'll hear it, hopefully, as a Christian, and go, it has nothing to do with what God says. So please be careful not to be giving information that sounds good, or as the Bible calls it, fine-sounding arguments, when it's not good, when you can't find anything that is based on in the Bible, okay? The second thing is the water you are drinking isn't necessarily the water I need to drink. So it says, make sure you're offering water from God, not some drink you created. Now I'll explain. Watch what says Romans 14, 2 through 4. Because remember, Romans 14 talks about disputable matters. What are disputable matters? Think of inside God's boundaries, there are going to be certain things where we could agree to disagree, okay? They're within the boundaries. As long as I do it, I could choose to do it, and you could choose not to do it, right? You could choose to be a vegetarian. I could choose to eat meat, and that's our choice. It's not going to cause either one of us to go to hell. It's not going to cause either one of us or hurt our salvation. That's within the boundaries. But you got some people that preach those disputable matters as if they're godly matters. If you don't do this, then you're going to go to hell. And that's why it says in Romans 14, 2 through 4, one man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man whose faith is weak eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not, and the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master, he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. And what that last verse means is when I'm doing it within the boundary, if that's what I choose to do in the Lord, and it's not outside of what God says, that's what I choose to do. And you don't want to be that judge because you don't like it. Now, please know the difference between somebody liking it and it being a stumbling block. That's very important. Because remember, I think I showed y'all before, there's a verse in the Bible that says, if I live to please a man, then I'm no longer a servant of God. So I'm not trying to please you. I'm just making sure you're not stumbling. Very big difference. So if somebody sees me doing something and they just don't like it, that's one thing, versus somebody seeing me do something and they misunderstand it and it causes them to sin. Know those two things, very important in that. So you do have some people that are very judgmental and they like to, you know, fuss at everything and everything that somebody does, and you don't change for them. You do not change for them. You keep lovingly doing what you can for them. However, when you see somebody stumble from a freedom you do out of misunderstanding, out of their ignorance, out of their immaturity, that's when you go, that's when you say, I'll never eat meat again. So that's when our water is, you know, remember, make sure the water is necessary for them to drink. Don't get caught up on those things that are disputable. The other things are, why aren't you drinking the water you're making me drink? That's a big one. You know what I mean? I hear you, and the stuff you're saying is true, But I'm watching you, and here you are telling me one thing. And this is what happens to a lot of people when we try to feed them. We must always check ourselves before we can help others. It says in Luke 6, 41 to 42, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, brother, let me take the speck out of your eye when you yourself fail to see the plank in your own eye? And I keep stressing the eye. I'll explain this. He says, you hypocrite. And when God throws it out there, that's not a good name coming from God. You know what I mean? Hypocrite is not a good thing to be. He says, first, take the plank out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Now, one thing if you notice in this whole thing, none of it talks about what I'm telling you to do or what information I'm giving you. It's what we see. That's why he's talking about the eye. So when I'm telling you what you don't see, and you're sitting there watching me not seeing, it's going to almost erase everything I'm telling you, if that makes sense. You understand? And this is why I was saying, even going back to the earlier question when they were talking about, you know, there's blood on your hands when you endorse these other groups. One thing that's hurting Christians today is you have those groups that have handpicked certain sins, and man, they're bashing them like crazy. But then people are watching these other sins that these other ones are ignoring or endorsing, and they're kind of going, And it's almost excusing them or downright ignoring them. And that's a danger because they didn't remove the plank. They didn't see that, wait a minute, I'm doing this exact same thing in another way over here. So we have to recognize. Now, what is he saying? You have to be perfect before you minister anybody? No, that's not what he's saying. What I have to display in when I minister or help a person is I want them to see that I'm flawed and that they're flawed and we both need God. So it's me helping you to see, but I have to first see that I'm in the same boat you're in, if that makes sense, that I had trouble seeing. So the removing of the plank made me approach you more humbly, gently, and not with authority. You know, you realize that person, you know, you shouldn't be doing that. Have you ever had those people doing that? You're sitting there looking at them. Here they come. Because you're looking at them because you're like, you got all this other sin that you don't acknowledge. And here you're telling me about me. And you know, we grew up, and I told you we had an aunt that did that, and it was just it was so frustrating. She was always angry, she was always this way, and we would just kind of, and we wouldn't hear a word she say. When I think back to some of the things she told us, it probably would have been enlightening if she could have done it lovingly, if she could have done it patiently. But no, she was always fussing and she was always complaining. And the Bible says there should be no arguing and complaining. So be careful not to be that person who is telling somebody truth while you yourself are not following truth. The other water, the I don't need your stinking water. That's their fault. And you get some that we try to force it on, and they don't want it. Independence is another void in receiving life-saving water. Proverbs 18:1 says, a man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. Now, and I know these communities really mean well. And the communities I'm talking about is when they take them in, you know, some of the houses and stuff, and they help the people with their addictions and stuff like that. And be honest with you, they do better work than a lot of people around here. So in no way am I knocking them. What I am saying, the hardest thing, and I think people who know or been around any addicts or whatever, it's not until an addict will not change. There is no thing out there that you can give them or make happen or whatever to make them change until they want to change, unfortunately. Do y'all get this? Whatever you do, you could do stuff to maybe stop it for a while, to hinder it, to make them feel punished. But it's not until they want to, will they? And what this verse is saying, a man isolates himself, seeks his own desire. That's why you could tell them these truths and it sounds great. And usually, you know, people used to do interventions and interventions sound great because you would tell them these stories and they would cry and they would feel that way. But unfortunately, if their desire is still towards that thing they want, they'll go through the motions and then it'll probably just avoid you. I'm not saying to avoid it. I'm saying understand their mindset is, I don't want what you're giving. You understand that? You don't chase them and say, hey, I want to read the Bible to you. Hey, I want you to take Jesus now. And our job, that's why it's called planting and watering and allowing God to make it grow. We plant and water in their lives and then you allow God. Now, when I force and then I use my tactics like anger or my tactics like forcing you or my tactics like, you know, trapping you and being deceptive, I'm going against God. That means God, you know, I'm not allowing God to be what he's supposed to. When I follow what the word says and I show love and I show patience and I'm planting, like I said, and doing what the word says in that sense and watering, then I'm allowing him to cultivate, and then things will happen in your life that need to happen. And then there's that chance that you'll finally go, you know what, I'm ready. I need to do this. So that's very important. Don't force your water on them. You take them down there, you did what you were supposed to do. But if you don't take them down there, then you didn't. At least I took them to the water, and that's the key. And I'm going to keep taking them to the water, but I can't force them to drink. And the last one is the group that is convinced. And this is the one that becomes very dangerous. And unfortunately, this is where Christians sometimes, because of the first two that we were saying, or the first three, we've kind of forced them away. And now they look at Christianity as just another one of what they call the wacko ministries out there, because unfortunately, in certain cases, we took on those traits. And what ends up happening is they think, I don't need your water at all. They want nothing to do with Christianity. One, because we mixed it. We're going to talk about that in the next study coming up. But we've done something to Christianity to where now people just see it just as another thing, and it's made for people, and made for people desire instead of truth, the actual true path. And as you can see here, at first, a person just being a fool stops them from receiving sound judgment. It's just and we end up helping them become fools. But unfortunately, people who latch onto the wisdom of the world, who think their own minds and the ways that they're going takes them that way. So they trust in self. And as Proverbs 28:26 says, he who trusts in himself is a fool. Remember that. Very important. Okay, that's why when you think, well, I think it's okay, when I start feeling full, it's what God is saying. I have to 100% weigh it against God. And I get people who really think, man, I'm a smart person, and I really look through things and I think about things, and I really believe in what I feel. Even when I get that gut feeling, if that's what I'm going by, full. The only thing, that's why it says, but he who walks in wisdom is kept safe. The reason why we usually get hurt, it's not because God's not protecting us, it's because we step outside of God's protection. So in the same way, these people are choosing to trust themselves. This is where the planting and the watering comes in, because you're hoping after they trust themselves a couple of times, they trip and they fall. This is where I was telling you, sometimes the people who are not as fortunate in this lifetime, they probably have a better chance than the people who are overly fortunate in this lifetime. Think about that. If I'm rich and I'm comfortable, it's gonna be less of a chance for the tripping up in the fleshly way than it will for the person who's not. Think about that, okay? And it's something we have to keep in mind. And you have to understand that a fool goes by how things look. And that's opposite of what Christians do. He didn't say, in your sight, walk by faith. No, he said, walk by faith, not by sight. And he makes that very clear, because he says in Proverbs 12:15, the way of a fool seems right to him, but a wise man listens to advice. Did y'all catch that? A wise man listens. Wise man is going, I need to hear the word of God in order to make the right decision, right? But the way of a fool, he asserts and puts things together in his own mind. And this is frustrating, because you have Christians that'll do that. They'll gather it to where it makes sense to them, not what did God say. Please understand this. There are going to be some things the Bible's going to say. You fully know what he's telling you to do, but when it doesn't make sense, you don't do it. That's dangerous. Because you're leaning upon your own understanding. You're going, until I understand it in me, then I'm not doing it. In other words, you're still doing what seems instead of what he says. And then we see in Proverbs 16:25, where he says the same thing in another way. There is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end, it leads to death. The key of getting them to drink water really falls on God, but there's a huge responsibility that we must keep. And a big way we keep that is by getting rid of us, getting us out the way, and truly allowing God. Amen? All right. Praise God. Thank you for going through that study.